Now, prop guns don't have something called the blank firing attachment because they're yellow. So some form of padding like a cotton wad is stuffed into the end of the blank cartridge, and when the gun is fired, the wadding is released like a projectile. Now, it can prove fatal if you're shot at close range. So right now, because there's a lot of stuff that's not being reported, they believe that she was within close range of Alec Baldwin when this took place. So the entire thing here that's going on is, well, what would happen? Well, it looks like, according to thesun.com, that the gun had live ammo. And he asked, why was I handed a hot weapon on after the accidental set shooting? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if somebody handed Baldwin a gun that was hot. A hot gun, whatever you want to say. Because Baldwin ignored the 4 universal gun safety rules. The idea is that an object coming at you, especially like your stomach is all soft tissue. Now, I don't know how it injured the second person on one shot. I don't know how that happens. So there's something fishy going on there. But Baldwin did not treat he violated rule 1, in which he did not treat his gun as if it was loaded. As Jack Posobiec does say, he trusted an expert. Somebody handed him the firearm, and he thought it was okay. Now, somebody else, another Baldwin, Adam Baldwin, a lot of you guys know Adam Baldwin as Jane, as Casey from Chuck. And even I think he took over for Emery doing like a gun show on the History Channel after a while. Like, he's a gun dude. And so he had a statement that came out this morning saying, if you're pointing a weapon at anyone on set without permission from the armorer, because they have guys who hold the weapons and armor, a director and the first assistant director, then you should be reprimanded for the first and fired for the second. So apparently, but Adam Baldwin's a producer on this. Alec Baldwin was a producer on this film, so he probably just ignored a lot of those things, because this guy, the armorer, handed him the gun, and then he apparently violated Rule 2. Rule 1, in case you're just listening here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, there are 4 universal gun rules. Number 1 is treating all guns as if they were loaded, which he did not do. So he can be like, why was I handed a hot weapon? Why didn't you treat it as if it was loaded? Why didn't you treat it as if it was a hot weapon? And you'll see this even by quote-unquote gun guys at the range. There's a lot of cowboys out there that will treat their gun as if it is a movie prop. They'll pose with it. They'll do other kinds of stuff with it. And it's like, dude, put the friggin' gun down. If you're not shooting the gun, put that down. But so Alec Baldwin violated Rule 1. He also violated Rule 2, which is never let the muzzle point at anything that you're not willing to destroy. And the reason why it's worded that way is that we really want to, as instructors. Now, once again, I'm the Armed Catholic. If you go there, thearmedcatholic.com, USCCA certified instructor. You want to say destroy, because that's what guns do. They can be used to defend and protect, but in protecting and defending, it destroys whatever your threat is. And it's funny when we do Gun Talk Friday, when guys are pointing guns and stuff, or like when a guy puts out a shotgun and he, you know, he shoots it and it like bounces off his head or whatever the case. They're kind of funny, but it's not funny in the end, because people can die. So number 2, Baldwin pointed his muzzle, the end of the barrel at something he was willing to destroy. He did not keep in line with that second rule. The gun has to be treated as loaded, has to be pointed at the ground. At worst, I don't like this idea. By the way, breaking news from the Associated Press. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments November 1st over the Texas law that is pro-life. And it won't immediately block the law in the meantime. Once again, breaking news. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments November 1st over the Texas pro-life law. But it will not block the law in the meantime. So, rule one that Alec Baldwin broke. And I'm trying to do this with empathy. I'm just using this as an example. He treated the gun. He did not treat the gun as if it was loaded. He treated it as a prop. It's a prop gun. Still, it's loaded. It's a real gun. You're pretending it's a real gun. So treat it as a real gun. Two, never point the muzzle at anything you're not willing to destroy. Apparently, when Baldwin was treating the gun as a prop, he was pointing it at somebody. People, you would not believe how people mess around with guns. I'm trying to say some of this. The way people interact with their firearms and they do all kinds of stupid stuff with them. It's infuriating to see how people do that. So he didn't do that. Three, rule three. Rule three, you need to keep that finger off the trigger. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you've made the conscious decision to shoot. All these rules work together. If you're treating the gun as it's loaded, you're not going to point it at something you're not willing to destroy, and you're not going to put your finger on the trigger. It doesn't matter if they have the Glock safety system, which is the blade within the trigger, or if it's a double action, single action with a longer pull, or if it's a revolver with a heavy trigger and you have to cock the hammer back. You'd be amazed at the amount of times a gun is discharged because people don't take their finger off the trigger. You know, it's absolutely infuriating that people, even gun guys and gun gals, don't have trigger discipline. It's called trigger discipline, meaning you don't put your finger on the trigger unless you're willing to destroy something. That's something that always burns me when I'm watching a movie or a TV show, because every time somebody pulls out a firearm, their finger goes right on the trigger. I'm like, the twigger. It goes right on the twigger. It goes right on the trigger. And I go, you got to get your hand off that trigger, man. You got to get your hand off, your finger off the trigger. You want to hear me get absolutely heated. The other ones, actually, no. The finger on the trigger is probably the worst sin. Out of all of them, because that's the one. I'm sure PDCCO, I'm sure you just see people get absolutely nuts when they go on, when they have a gun in their hand. They all turn into like John Mini Wick, right? They all want to pose and they all want to be like, hey man, take a picture of me with my gun. Everybody wants to take a picture with a frigging gun pointed at the camera. I don't know why, man. Oh, because it's in a movie. You know, that's all generated, right? Keanu's not pointing a gun at the camera. He's using his hands, probably empty, and they probably CGI a gun into it. Your stupid monkey self wants to point a gun at your buddy's phone. So one, always, always, always treat the gun as it's loaded. Two, never point it at anything that you are not willing to absolutely destroy. That's two. Three, keep your finger off that trigger. There's all kinds of rules they have on set. There's a lot we don't know. You guys are right. There's a lot we don't know. And four, the fourth rule, be sure of your target and what's behind it. be sure. There's a saying, every bullet's got a lawyer attached to it. I know you see these things where it's like, oh, guys are just like, pew, 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 pew. Hey, man. Every bullet you fire from your gun has a lawyer attached to it. I have USCCA. I have law. You know, you can have Law Shield. You can have whatever. But even if you, even in states that are red, look at the McCluskeys. Remember the McCluskeys in St. Louis with the crazy wife who was running around? They didn't even shoot anybody. And they're still dealing with legal challenges to this day. Look at Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse has a clear case of self-defense, and the kid's still in prison. Or he's facing a hell of a lot of jail time because you have crazy assistant, district attorneys. ADAs, you have assistant district attorneys who are trying to make an example out of you.